Normally, I avoid sequels. I don't want to know what happened after Rhett left Scarlet standing in the door with his famous line echoing in her mind. I definitely don't want to see Rocky triumph more than once. However, I must write a part two to the Hedgeapple saga. If I don't, that tale's audience may enter the next bug cycle with unfounded hope. Before I address the insect deterrent aspect of hedgeapples, I need to tell you why I found a million shreds of hedgeapple under the big cedar tree. I watched long enough and I caught the culprit at work. My husband told me squirrels had done the deed, but I couldn't imagine how such a little creature could wreak such havoc. Silly me, I'm the one who lost a sweater and a pair of tennis shoes years ago to a mouse nest in a school closet. He was right. Squirrels love hedgeapples. We put a few more ugly globes on the porch to tempt the guilty party and hid to watch. It took a day to catch the critter, but I saw him lift and carry a hedgeapple bigger than a softball in its mouth. Apparently, another squirrel observed this feat of strength and grabbed its own fruit to lug down the hill. That explained how the hedgeapples moved from one locale to another. After observing further, I noted how the apples turned to shreds. With a few quick shakes and shimmies, the squirrels efficiently and effectively tore their orbs into 1,000 microscopic pieces. As they dissembled the globes, they flung chunks several feet in each direction. I'm guessing these rodents found only a portion of the Osage oranges edible. Once they located the tiny little tidbit, they tossed the waste aside. So much for the mystery of the moved and shredded hedge apples. Now for the truth about this fruit as an insect deterrent. After studying the site that sold these as natural repellents, I placed several around the house in places we tend to find box elder beetles. I even tucked a hedge apple in my closet for good measure. The first hint I had about their lack of suitability as a solution to box elder bugs was the pungent odor that wafted out each time I opened the closet door. Remembering great inventors like Thomas Edison, I realized I couldn't give up too soon. While I gave those green orbs every opportunity to send box elder bugs outside for a breath of fresh air, another infestation occurred in my closet. Hedge apples are a fruit, right? Fruit flies like fruit, right? Fruit flies like really ripe fruit, right? Right. We went away for the weekend. When I returned and began hanging my clothes in my closet, I discovered I had collected a green brain embedded with fruit fly larvae. My closet was filled with swarming fruit flies. This would have been grand had I been in high school and needed them for a genetics experiment. However, this was decades too late. Fortunately, I had not paid $1.50 apiece for my fly magnet. Even luckier was the fact that only one hedgeapple spawned a swarm of unruly flies. Otherwise, I would have been slapping tiny pests for weeks. I'll take box elder beetles any day over a fruit fly swarm. Be wary of products advertised on the internet. When experimenting, select one small area as a test zone and prepare for unexpected consequences. I'm certain Edison made a few mistakes. In fact, he said something resembling, "I have not made 1,000 mistakes inventing the light bulb. I have merely found 1,000 ways not to make a light bulb." Well, I have found another way not to deter insects. Until next time, this is Karen living the good life on the high plains.